The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I don't know where that came from, but go for it. Why not?
I think that's. I feel like we're going to be in the Middle East soon, the way things are going.
If we're not there already on some aspects of that.
Yeah, when the Midwest turns into the Middle East, you know, oh boy.
Well, California, anyway.
Then it's going to be Middle Earth. Jeez. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and you're here in the studio with us once again.
Well,
we're here in the studio.
We are.
You're kind of here in the studio because we are, and you are, and we all like to think of us as a lovely day in the neighborhood while we're here. It's Sunday,
okay.
November. Okay, stop. Don't even start. Sunday.
I know. I hate
November 5th. 2023.
It is hard to believe.
I know. It's almost. It's like we got, 2 months to Christmas? Wow.
No Christmas this year.
Yeah. Boy. I'll
well, I mean, if you thought you were going to get those fun toys, not going to happen. You may want some food.
Maybe just
or
some
other
silver
things.
Bells. Can you turn me down a little bit there?
I'll turn you down.
Turn me down. It's. You're blasting in my ear. That's a little better. Okay. All right. So we're here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Not sure where the kid at rocks
around
the park.
He's running a little late. He's probably running in here shortly.
Our producer Liam is no longer our producer. Now we have Chris, and she's doing a great job.
Christina, good morning.
Good morning. We're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534, 530-527-5534. She's the best to take care of all your insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Customs Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. And now it's your turn.
I got to laugh when it comes to Luke, you know, my stepchild. Yeah, he is. Anyway, at Crackmasters, you can trust your windshield in good hands with the owner, Jeff Wurst, and his team down there. Actually, it's just him. He has 30 years of experience windshield repair. He guarantees his work, and he's the only one that does it within 500 miles. He's a great guy down there. If you have a problem with your windshield, a chip, or a crack, give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373.
Was that a chip or a crack?
Chip crack.
A chip crack.
A chip or a crack.
Or a cracked chip.
Crack or chip.
Could be the chip.
It could be chip or crack.
Never mind. Shout out to Marty McGill, Clear Creek Microgreens, MountaintopMedia.com, Big J. Not the OJ is at Big O. No, it's J. It's Big O Tires.
Big O.
Never mind.
Big O.
You know, we were just talking about this during the break or before we came on.
Oh, the fundraiser's coming up.
Well, there's fundraisers, but I'm saying that I was going to say that the news cycle is like jumping into a wash machine right now. It's like, it's just spinning.
I'm telling you, on all fronts, whether you're looking at financial, the government, all of the above, I mean, it's crazy, yeah.
It's crazy.
I keep getting all this stuff, and it's like, man, I haven't even looked at the ones I got 3 days ago. Sorry, you know?
There you go.
So be patient with us, you know?
Do you want to go ahead and announce the
all right. We do. The first fundraiser we have coming up is on November 9th at 3210 West Center Street, Anderson. And this is for the California Rifle Pistol Association. This has to do with our Second Amendment, and it's very important. The catering is done by Rockin' Peas Barbecue, and I have to give a shout-out to Rockin' Peas. They do a lot of stuff in the community that they don't get recognized for. So anyway, the tickets are for a table is $300, and single tickets are $40. This is a great event. Please show your support for this. For information, contact Gary or Wendy at 530-782-2222. Again, it's going to be this Thursday night. So hopefully it doesn't really conflict with anything else. You know, usually we do these fundraisers, it's on the weekend. And so this is this coming Thursday night. So come join us. It's going to be a great time.
Isn't Veterans Day tomorrow?
No, Veterans Day is next Saturday. 11/11 is Veterans Day. We did have the parade yesterday, and it was great. We had a lot of fun. I ran a lot yesterday. Handed out probably 100 duckies on my side of the street.
And they got
if not more. It's holy moly.
I'm looking at my calendar. It says the 10th and the 11th are both Veterans Days.
No, the 10th is the Marine Corps Ball, and Veterans Day is actually the 11th of November.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
If you go to the Igo Cemetery at 11 a.m., we will have a ceremony out there. It's 11/11 at 11. So there you go.
Well,
And we got a couple of phone calls. I think Dick is first.
Well, hold on a second. I just want to say something before we get to Dick. Do you know that when we turn the year is over, it will be the date will be on the first day of the year, 1-2-3, 1-2-3?
Oh, I did see that a while back. Yeah, that's kind of scary.
There's some useless.
That's pretty cool.
That's some useless trivial that you can take home with you.
Yeah, that's why I kind of forgot. So with that, we go to Dick first. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. You mentioned the Marine Corps Ball. You know, it's the 248th birthday of the founding of the Marine Corps. And I am not a Marine Corps veteran. I'm a United States Navy veteran. But last year I helped them with the ticket sales for their gun raffle. Well, you can't call it a raffle. It's a drawing.
And still have some this year.
Anyway, I sold 77 Glock tickets of the 100. I sold 70 of the 45 ACP, no more tickets left. And I sold 68 of the Ruger LCR. I have two left. They're $10. That's all. And they're only printing 100 each one. It's a Ruger LCR 30 plus P. A plus P means that it has about 50% more of energy than a regular 38. And it's a double action only. It five shot. What it is, it doesn't have a hammer. So it's easy to conceal. You don't get hooked on your clothes when you're trying to withdraw it. It's made special for CCW. And when you win the gun, you get a free CCW class of Northern Firearm Instruction. And the ticket's only $10. I only have two left. I expect to be home all day. Just drop by. Give me a call first. 530-246-9131. That's 530-246-9131. I'm at the Big Red Barn off of South Bonneville. It has all the Christmas lights. That's where my wife, Frances, and I live. So give a call if you want to buy these last two tickets. As far as I know, that's the only ones that are left. Anyway, thanks for letting me on.
Thanks, all right, thanks. And with that, we'll go to Richard. Good morning, Richard. Hello.
It's the same person.
Oh.
Oh, Richard / Dick.
There's no slash. Nice try. Could have been Richard.
Could be
Stone. I was trying.
Dick equals Richard. See?
Except those, it looks like it's never mind. Alrighty then.
What's the difference between Ukrainian and American writing, sorry?
No, that's just somebody being, well, move on. I could
say something really smart, but I'm not going to because I like
it. Well, it comes to Mel.
Okay, there we go.
Everybody has a voice, right,
there you
Dave?
Have it. All right.
Here we go.
You know, I actually saw a Tesla, the Cybertruck, right over here on.
Oh, I'm not sure what this has to do
by
with
the
voice.
By the way, Dave showed up.
Hi, how's everybody?
Good morning, Dave.
We have a Cybertruck cruising through our town.
I saw that today, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that today, too, as a matter of fact.
What?
And it's ugly, but it's cool.
It's the ugly Tesla truck that Joe Rogan shoots arrows into. It's I don't know what it's called, but it's the
Cybertruck.
Cybertruck, yeah. I saw it over on Old Oregon Trail today.
So it was really funny. There was they did a test on it where they took a Tommy gun. And they shot a bunch of 9mm at it, and it's bulletproof to it. And the Thomas were like, why would you need that? And then the replies were, Chicago, Portland, San Francisco.
It's like so stupid. It's like, yeah, I swear, we have such a merry little band of Marxist meatheads in this area that just don't get it, you know? But that's why we're gonna have a little instruction today. We're going to have a little instruction. We're going to define indoctrinate.
Oh, I thought we were going to define stupid.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. Indoctrinate, to impugn with usually partisan, sectarian opinion, point of view, or principle, to instruct, especially in fundamentals or rudiments. Okay. Now it says indoctrinate means brainwash to many people. Okay. But its meaning isn't always so negative. The verb first appeared in English in the 17th century, and it simply meant to teach. Okay. So, but it's kind of taken on a whole new set of meanings these days, it seems like. So if we go to brainwash, which is a noun. The first thing it says is a forcible indoctrination to induce someone to give up basic political, social, or religious beliefs and attitudes to accept contrasting regimented ideas. Now, I'm saying that it doesn't have to be forcible. You can volunteer for the program. All you got to do is sign up for college. And you too can be indoctrinated into left-wing ideological arguments that actually sound good. It's called sophistry. I should look that word up, but it means to have an argument that sounds plausible that's complete BS.
Well, that's where word magic comes into play. Have you ever heard of word magic?
Well, the point I'm making here is that we keep twisting the meanings of all the words.
That's what word magic's about.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm a conservative. I did everything except I wasn't fiscal responsibility. I voted for all the spending, more spending. I voted all for all the packages, put us way into debt. But I'm a conservative. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm a Republican. My name's Liz Cheney. it's so ridiculous, and you hear it all the time at these boards of supervisors meeting. We're patriots. Okay, and you follow the teachings of the founding fathers. We like Marxism.
But if you move different words around, then they think they are patriots. Don't you know that?
It's like, how many fingers am I holding up?
Well, if you switch your fingers around.
Well, if you can't hear that one, I'll turn it up. So, it's just crazy what we're living with today. And, these people are so indoctrinated into crap. But they'll tell you, you're the one that's indoctrinated. You're indoctrinated with the teachings of the Bible and the teachings of the Constitution and the Founding Fathers. We're only indoctrinated with a failed system that's killed millions and millions of people over the years that has no basis in economic reality.
See, that's how they used word magic into their favor, is they take words and rearrange them and stuff for the people in college and change the definition so they...
So it's kind of like right out of 1984.
Yeah.
So
good is... It's like... No.
Good becomes evil.
Well, it's like the old vampire in Brooklyn thing with Eddie Murphy. He's up there acting like he's Al Sharpton. Hey, you know, if it wasn't for good, there'd be no evil. Therefore, evil is good. And the crowd goes wild. Yeah, evil's good.
Pretty much. much.
Well, and the Bible's pretty clear. It says that people will end up doing that. But the interesting thing is you go through and you look at what's going on in Oregon right now. So Oregon just dropped all of the graduation standards, failing all of its students in the name of equity. So basically, you don't have to do any of the schoolwork. You don't have to do math. You don't have to do any of the rest of this. We do definitely want you to end up having like all these gender studies and the rest of that. That's required learning.
Yeah.
But as far as actually knowing how to do math and reading and science
and use your brain
and any of the things that, you know, that societies revolve around.
Critical thinking skills. And
you mean I have to think for myself?
Goods or services.
And not just go with
my idea of production and a business plan is getting the government to pay for everything while they print money out of thin air, which, by the way, the definition of inflation is the increasing the supply of money into a system, which causes all the prices to rise. But I digress, because that's not really the cause of it, according to the mainstream meatheads. By the way, which have all been bought off. And now let's talk about a mass formation psychosis. Because that's what we're talking about.
So listen to this for a second. Since Oregon abandoned its essential skill requirements for high schoolers, graduation rates have skyrocketed. Amazing. With a graduation rate of 81.3%, Oregon's class of 2022 has set a record for the second highest four-year graduation record ever in the state. Unfortunately, it's not indicative of student skills. Only 43% of the students last year's graduating class were proficient in English. Less than 31% proficient in math.
But I was going to say, yeah. Do they know anything because they graduated?
Got an A in gender studies, got an A in social justice, got an A in useless information that doesn't do anything and make any money.
Yeah, I just have to sit there and...
And now instead of what they do now is they give you a diploma and a box of crayons so that, that you know what to do.
Now you're picking on the Crayolas,
too. I like
too.
The yellow ones. They taste like lemon. Mine was marked crapola, and it tastes like you know what. So, psychosis is when people lose some contact with reality. Mass formation psychosis is when a large part of society focuses its attention on a leader or a series of events, and their attention focuses on one small point or issue. Followers can be hypnotized and be led anywhere, regardless of data proving otherwise. And you're kind of seeing that with, oh, yeah, there's no laptop. Oh, it's Russianist disinformation. And then the liberal hive minds just run with that. Oh, yeah. And they still haven't caught up to the news cycle. They don't even know that that was BS to begin with even now.
Right.
They're so screwed up. They've been and we've seen this like in Germany, you know. Oh, yeah, all the Jews are bad. They're taking over all the businesses, while the government shuts down everything. It's all their fault. Oh, now it's you're white. It's not that I have a pathetic life that has no meaning or purpose, and I'm not producing any goods and services, and I'm totally dependent on the government, and my education was so lacking in values that actually matter. It's your fault.
Well, in the meantime, too, while all this is going on, there's no indoctrination. I've got this story from November 1st. Arizona School Board held meetings out of town to prevent parents from attending. A state auditor recently found that the Arizona School Board spent tens of thousands of dollars to hold meetings out of town to avoid scrutiny and prevent parents from being able to attend. Under Arizona's open meeting laws, school districts are not only required to hold public meetings, but also maximize public access. However, a view of the Arizona Auditor General found that on multiple occasions, the Garando Unified School District held meetings in other cities, making it nearly impossible for those with parents to attend. Interesting.
They didn't say where they had to hold the meeting.
It's Trump's fault. It's the white supremacist's fault. You're a racist.
So here's a couple of the places. They held meetings at a resort in Flagstaff, 260 miles round trip. They held a...
Kind of sounds like the Adam Schiff syndrome, where you pretend you're a congressman in California, but you actually live in Maryland.
They also ended up holding meetings at a hotel in Tempe, which was 530 miles round trip, shielding their activities from students, parents, and their community. In the process, the board wasted more than $48,000 on unnecessary travel.
Wow.
Wow.
They're fiscal conservatives.
Sure they are.
We can define things any way we want in bizarre world and in our pure imagination land, cyber, thing. that we go home to every night and plug our faces into and rattle on the keyboards and pretend that we're warriors of some kind of a virtuous cause of social justice.
Anytime I hear anybody say, "I'm a Republican," the song in the background just starts playing, "Follow me and you'll see."
Wow.
I'm saying it's on both sides of the aisle. The thing about the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is there's no Democrats that are Republicans. There's just Democrats that are Republicans.
At least a Democrat, you know what you're getting.
Right.
At Republican, you never know what you're going to get.
All right, so we're going to move on. So here's another story. Connecticut judge overturns election results with shocking videos of people stuffing the ballot boxes. No, don't. I guess it's when your guy gets elected, stuffing the ballot boxes don't matter, even though there's document after document and picture and video.
No,
that didn't happen. That's a conspiracy. That's Trump. You're okay, but when you're having a Democratic primary, and see, this is what they just can't seem to grasp. When you get the guys in power and you want to get your guy in on a legitimate, fair election, like, I don't know, like maybe you wanted Bernie Sanders and he was either bought off, paid off, or they rigged it so that he can't get onto the primary, so he can't be the nominee. But it's when it happens on our side of the aisle, hey, there's not, look the other way, there's nothing to see. And there's so much evidence, it's not even funny.
Well, and you've got the judge that's overseeing this, it's a Democrat, Obama appointed, and also ended up donating heavily to Act Blue in the past history. There's obviously going to be no bias here, and I don't know why, but from my understanding of it, Trump chose not to do a trial by jury. And I guess that's because about 80% of the people in the district are all basically Act Blue voting Democrats as well. So I think he might have just said, hey, I'm going to have a better shot.
I think he wants to get through it fast so he can appeal it anyway.
I think that might be the case. But the thing that I've been saying all along, I don't know that they're going to give us the ability to even vote for him. I mean, you look at all these measures that they're going right now to do to take him off the ballot. All we need to do is have him off the ballot in three or four states.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I don't think they're going to be able to keep him off the ballot. And so we'll see. And then as far as we could stop the voter cheating just like that. Why don't we just have everybody put their thumbprints on their ballots just like they do in, Afghanistan or someplace.
Or we could do blockchain.
People don't understand blockchain. You got to keep it simple.
You
got to have it to where they can go, hey, I put my fingerprint on the ballot, and if there's a question, all we got to do is check the fingerprint. Does it match the person? You're done.
But the problem is there would be so many, and rightfully so, they would say, oh, it's going to take so long to be able to do this because, all right, so we've got places like Pennsylvania that had 270,000 unaccounted for ballots.
It's going to take too long to do what?
To go through and check all of the fingerprints.
It won't take too long at all, man. You got stuff you can run it through and they'll be able to cross-check fingerprints like that with FBI software.
But most people...
Wait a minute.
What if they do the wrong thumb?
What if it's the nut? Let's try somebody else that has software.
But the thing about it is, most people in their life have not been fingerprinted.
So who cares? Who cares? If the ballot's in question, you take the ballot and you say, come in here and let's see your thumbprint.
But that's what I'm saying.
Match?
Blockchain would be better. But go ahead.
Not everybody's been fingerprinted. But how many times have you been at the bank and went to cash a check, and what did you have to do?
I'm not arguing that what you're saying is not better. I'm saying a practical system now that would work would be as simple as fingerprinting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what were you going
to
say?
How many times have you been to the bank and had to do a thumbprint in order to cash a check?
I've never had to do that.
Really?
I guess you haven't cashed very many checks.
Not very big ones, I guess. But
how about to get a CCW or buy a handgun or get a passport or
anything like that? Yeah.
But that's only talking about a subset of America. The other subset of America that generally would be.
Then I guess they don't want to vote. Then do they?
Well, there's
and what would even be easier is a scan. You know how quick
that's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, not rolled.
Well,
the
whatever.
Scan, yeah.
Scan, boom, done.
Yeah.
Now, you're verified. Now what? See, they don't want to have a fair and honest election. They don't care as long as they're winning. As long as they're in power cheating, what they don't get, though, is what happens when they are not in power anymore.
Well, I agree with that. I was just thinking as far as a way that we could continue to move forwards. Because it would, you take this last election, 2020, how many people that actually ended up not hearing the news about Joe Biden and a laptop because it was suppressed, when it finally ended up coming out and became mainstream, most of these people had already voted. They had already sent in their ballot.
There's a laptop that nobody knows about?
I guess we could do a footprint. Everybody's got a footprint on record. Just saying.
That was true. I thought that was,
I mean, that is more true.
That is very true. Everybody gets
California.
Footprinted in California when you're born.
I thought it was Trump's
You also
laptop.
Get blood drawn. You need to use blood tap.
Well, speaking of the emperor that has no clothes or his son.
Oh, that's gross.
No laptop.
I'm just saying, that's gross.
Okay, so here's a couple of news headlines I guess they just forgot about. Let's see, Joe has been using pseudonyms, fake email names, like, so that he can communicate with people.
They may, probably not fake to him, but they are to the rest of us.
It seems like they're stonewalling Congress on 82,000 pages of emails that the then Vice President Joe sent or received on three separate private pseudonym accounts. You know, and I like his names. It's Robert Ware and JRB Ware.
So the premise behind this of why he was doing this is because legally any emails that are sent in a capacity for the U.S. government can be FOIA'd. So anytime you end up having a false name that you're utilizing, it wouldn't end up showing up under that FOIA request.
Yes, but a president or a vice president can't legally do that, is my understanding.
No.
It's completely illegal because what if you're doing that with, I don't know, like foreign governments and planning an attack on the United States?
That would never happen.
Something. Then that's a problem. Oh, only if it's Trump is it a problem. If this was Trump, these guys would be having a frickin' meltdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it was Trump, we would have already ended up basically having
they
a situation.
Already in
jail.
And
with
that, in jail.
We're going to take a break.
So they can't even find anything right now to get Trump on, but they're trumping stuff up, pardon the pun, to Trump, to put Trump on, you know, some kind of criminal thing so they can get him off the ballot in the first place because they can't win.
Right. And with that, we'll take a break and we will come back on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Well, he was one of the millions who signed up to defend us long ago in 1941. And when they sucker punched us in Pearl Harbor, he fought under MacArthur 17 with an Army Thompson gun.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates, and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Well, he stormed a lot of beaches, slept in jungles with the leeches. He saw things a young man should never see. And when they shot him in the shoulder, he got back up and he marched forward. Left a lot of brothers dead in Kwajalein. And if it wasn't for the good Lord and the man, there wouldn't be a breath of freedom. When I see people on my TV taking shots at Uncle Sam, I hope they always remember why they can. 'Cause we'd all be speaking German, living under the flag of Japan, if it wasn't for the good Lord and the man. If it wasn't for the good Lord and the man. Grandson of a soldier, and I'd fight the whole world over if duty called and freedom's on the line. But thanks to the greatest generation and the ones still fighting for our nation, I've never had to kill for my way of life. And if it wasn't for the good Lord and the man, there wouldn't be a breath of freedom in land. When I see people on my TV taking shots at Uncle Sam, I hope they always remember why they can. 'Cause we'd all be speaking German or living under the flag of Japan if it wasn't for the good Lord and the man. If it wasn't for the good Lord and the man.
Yeah, that's a Veterans Day song I wanted to play. That's new stuff from John Rich. Very good.
We have Stone on the line. Are you there, Stones?
Stones is here, yeah.
Yep.
You're on.
You're on. Go for it.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
There's a lot happening. Did you all see the picture of the 7-foot fence inside the elections office?
I saw your email. Yep, that's it.
What is this, Los Angeles? I mean, this is not L.A. Why do we need big 7-foot fences in the elections office for?
Well, it's not the border, but hey, you know, it could be, I guess.
I think that is a border. It's a border between election deniers and election integrity believers. I don't know, call it what you will.
Yeah, election cheaters, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they let the people know they were going to do that?
I could swear that, you know, when Kathy's in the chambers, as rare as she goes to the chambers and talks to the board, I could swear I see her middle finger twitching down at her side. She's just waiting to raise that hand up. Anyways, you know, I said on the last show the Department of Justice was in town. California DOJ was in town the other day. Did you all get that?
I did see that, yes. Mm-hmm.
So a person I know well. And I talked to him in person. I told me his story, and those documents came out of the DOJ coming to his house, knocking on his door with no warrant, saying, we see your pictures of your rifle. You're attempting to register. This is back when the state said, your AR rifles that you bought legally, they're going to be illegal unless you register them. Remember that from a few years ago? So, so they're still doing it. They're still knocking on doors. This guy's his attempted registration was anywhere from a year and a half to 3 years ago. But, why are they still a year and a half later knocking on doors from somebody who wanted to, they had a desire to lawfully and legally follow an unconstitutional law and register their already lawfully possessed firearm. Yeah, I know that sounds like word salad, but we live in the state of California, so get used to word salad.
Well, what it's about, what it's about, Rich, is that if you make everything illegal, then it's easy to pick and choose who you want to prosecute.
So, yes, and so what I would recommend to people, because I was in law enforcement in California, if anybody purporting to be a cop shows up and wants anything from you, number one, you don't have to speak to them. You can just say, you know, I choose not to speak to you until I call my lawyer.
Yep, I want a lawyer.
You can demand a warrant to see a warrant, and if they say, well, you know, okay, do you have a warrant or not? And if they don't have a warrant, and then you say, am I free to leave? Or am I being detained? And if they say, no, you're free to leave, well, that means you're also free to ask them to leave your property. And then you tell them that, leave my property. I'm going to go call my police or sheriff, or whatever jurisdiction you're living in. And then you say, I'm going to call the cops. And if you're not gone, then I'm going to have them arrest you for trespassing. So you better leave now. You have to push back on these people. And just as a short aside, to protect yourself from this happening, if this gentleman had his rifle disassembled, an AR-15, you literally have to pop two pins to the side, and you can disassemble that in about 5 seconds. You can assemble it in about 10 seconds using those same two pins. If he had his rifle disassembled in his safe, they would not have walked off with it, because by law, when it's disassembled, it's no longer a firearm. That's a very easy and a quick fix to avoid this. But again, don't let him in your door in the first place without a warrant.
Yep.
Totally agree with you. Completely 100% on that.
Whether, no matter why they're coming to your door.
Well, we've seen how the FBI has been compromised. There's no question about it, you know. I mean, they're no longer operating for the benefit of the people. That's the problem with government, and that's what the founders said, that if you let it get too powerful, it'd consume you as well. And that's why George Washington said that government is force, and the force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, because if it gets out of the cage and goes out of control, it burns you up too.
Yeah. So this Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors, they're going to hear a couple of things. I think fourth time is a charm for the election ordinance. Looks like it has been finally drafted in acceptable form to we, the people, acceptable to us, and it's got the items in it that are necessary for the Citizen Commission to actually start doing some actual real work it's not technically oversight, but it's close to it. So hopefully, show up and support this ordinance on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors Chambers on Court Street. Meetings at 9, not sure when that particular item will come up. I mean, it could be a few hours, but we need to support this. Again, there isn't a citizens panel in San Joaquin County, but they have no teeth. They did not write the ordinance nor their bylaws with any teeth in it. So it's just fluff. So all they're doing down there is just fluff and for show. But we are going to actually give some legal teeth to these commissioners, which is why we've had the pushbacks. Fourth time's a charm, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get her done.
Let's go up and support, and I appreciate everything today, folks.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
For everything you do.
Thanks, Rich. I want to switch gears a little bit here, and I want to hit a little bit on the World Economic Forum and so forth. And I have a short clip I want to play. This is from Hussein Najadi, who was the co-founder of the World Economic Forum. This is his son, who left the organization in disgust, and this is his son, Pascal, who's now calling for the Swiss authorities to arrest Bill Gates, World Health Organizations and leaders and so forth. So I want to play this short clip. But before I do, I guess I better get the...
That's not it. I don't know where it is.
Right here.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. It doesn't take long if you got the right technical expertise. Okay. I think we're plugged in. Okay. Very good. So here's this clip, and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Geneva. Looks beautiful. It's beautiful. It has a lake. It has this shadow. It's very peaceful, but there is a dark side to it. Everything evil in the world related to demo side, unfortunately, comes from Geneva. You have
WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi. Then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder, and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s, that has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now, declare that the WEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. But you've done it. I'm the victim, I'm dying from it. And my mother too. It's a demo site, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity.
Maybe there is a Geneva Swiss syndrome, but definitely there is a UN syndrome. Because people are so afraid of what's going on, because the United Nations is occupied, that people in there don't understand. Those who understand keep quiet or try to speak in different ways to help people to wake up. So if you understand that, you know that this was very easy to carve a world government. If you don't have a force that stops that and says, we the people is more important. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to build a we the people movement that is very global, something completely different. But what is going on in Geneva is the opposite at the moment. There is no right to WHO to give any orders to dictate to the whole world like they have done. And the Global Alliance for Vaccine Immunization, Gavi, got total immunity from the Swiss government. You can find this, admin.lex in the Swiss database. Go and look. This is a coup d'etat, clearly. It's a global crime scene. And we are bringing little pieces of evidence to people with humility, because in science, you always have a doubt. It's a healthy doubt. And I think that is a very important attitude.
I believe personally, Geneva has a better future. Swiss neutrality has to be restored. We have no future not being neutral. The young people who survive through this will be the guarantors, hopefully, that such institutions can never again take foothold in our blessed country. Never again. The snakehead is in Geneva. I call it a direct, clear and present danger to the Swiss population, but I can tell you it is being cut off. If you have a house of cards, and this is a house of cards of a criminal, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. And all the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poison. We are the masters. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply. And in French, ni oubli, ni pardon. Because we are the guardians of humanity, and our light obliterates the darkness of evil. Always.
I think that guy's got a pretty powerful message, what he's talking about. I posted the news source on that. That comes from Western Standard, and I post that in the chat room for all of you people who want to go farther with it. I don't know how accurate everything he says is true, but there's a whole lot of truth there, and it's easy to verify and understand and check up on. We've had sudden death syndrome. This is just the beginning, in my opinion. He's dying from the vaccine himself, along with his mother. So you take it however you want, but Maybe you should stock up on some ivermectin and some hydroxychloroquine if you can.
Oh, if you don't remember, they ended up, they're saying you can no longer buy that now.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
Well, and it's interesting,
too. There is other things you can put in your tool bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot
to help with that.
Zinc, and then the other big thing is vitamin D. Most people that ended up getting really sick where they were in big problems with their vitamin D consumption, they were just not out in the sun enough. But when you look at a lot of these places, man, okay, so Open Society's Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Clinton Foundation, BlackRock, Vanguard, they all lead back to this thing called climate imperative. And this climate imperative seems to have a nasty, nasty hold on both America and leads all the way back to the World Economic Forum. But that
seems
leads
like we
me,
just always end
go
up
back
at the
there.
Same place, doesn't it?
Yep.
And I think what he's saying about Geneva is spot on. Mm-hmm. We always seem to be going back to Geneva. It's always that's where the bankers are. That's where the World Economic Forum is, the World Health Organization. Like you said, the Gates Foundation is centered there, I'm pretty sure. All of it.
Well, I just find this just disgusting. You look at what's taking place right now. I haven't heard anything about Ukraine. Anything about Ukraine at all in the last 2 weeks, really. Have you?
Well, it's all been because Israel. Now it's about Israel. And I have a little clip here I want to play on that from our friend JP Sears. And I think it really does a good job of explaining what's going on here.
Before
take
you play
it for
that.
What it's, well, I'll do it after the top of the hour. It's a couple minutes. But I think that the problem is that we're being bamboozled on all sides of the aisles here, whether it's Ukraine or Israel or Hamas. I mean, who funds both sides of the conflicts?
Well, and therein lies the problem. People forget that Saddam Hussein used to be a CIA asset. It's well known. It's well documented. People forget that we're the ones that ended up funding these individuals and arming them and giving them the weapons. People forget that, hey, all this money that's coming from Iran.
I guess leaving $80 billion in Afghanistan was just a fluke, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about opening the borders? Just a fluke, right?
Well, and once again, I mean, everybody's saying, how could the three eyes have missed this with their intelligence? Well, it just so happens when you leave behind biometric scanners with the eye prints and fingerprints and data and information on where you can find every one of your assets in the area and they all die, it's a wonder why you don't have any information. But staying on the same topic we were just on with the WHO, here's a couple of days ago from the Independent. Scientists say meat should have cigarette-style warning labels. Adding the graphic to cigarette pack style warnings to meat-based products and meals had a significant impact on people's decisions to choose them, according to new research. Scientists from Durham University in the UK came up with a novel approach to cutting meat consumption, which alongside dairy accounts for about 1/7 of global emissions. And it's all BS, but it basically gets back to the WEF and exactly what they've been saying. I've been harping on it for years.
Yeah.
But I've also got another one here from the Daily Mail, and this is only from the 2nd. Deaths from 4 types of killer viruses lurking in animals will soar 12-fold due to climate change, scientists say. They've also got 4 diseases transmitted from animals to humans will kill 12 times as many people in 2050 than they did in 2020, researchers fear. Experts from the U.S. biotech company Ginkgo Bioworks have called for urgent action to address the risk to global public health. Human epidemics caused by zoonotic diseases known as spillovers could be more frequent in the future due to climate change and deforestation, they warned. Both factors mean humans coming into contact with animals more frequently. The team's analysis looked at historical trends and particularly for viral pathogens. So the big ones on this are Ebola, SARS, Marburg, I've never even heard of that, and Machupu, which causes Bolivian hemorrhaging fever. That sounds great.
Right. Well, did you see where Dr. Malone says 17,000 scientists and physicians should be prosecuted?
Yeah, there's a bunch
for,
of stuff
for their fraud. I mean, even in that, they asked the president of Pfizer, did you guys test this for transmitting it after the virus? And they said, no, we didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, so it's just all a big conspiracy theory that there's nothing to it.
Right.
Because you're just an ivermectin eater.
Well, and I always just look at what they're saying and then report on what they're saying. Because if you start looking at all over the place, you can see all kinds of other things. Like, there, I was seeing a report yesterday from somebody that the video at least looks very convincing of a mosquito that's got a number on it. So somebody.
We've heard that.
I haven't verified. Like I say, the news cycle is like a washing machine right now, or a spin dryer. You know, I mean, it's spinning so fast, it's spinning out of control with what's coming up. That's the other side of the internet. When now all of a sudden you've got access to every bit of information worldwide, now you're trying to weed through and figure out what is the best information to have. That's what we do in this program. We're always trying to figure out what we think is the best information out there that everybody needs to know, because along with that is the disinformation campaign. Mm-hmm. If you listen to all of the dumb idiots from the government, like Kamala Harris is the one that stands out in my mind. Oh yeah, we want to get AI under control so it doesn't do disinformation and all this stuff. Except they're the only ones that were doing the disinformation.
They were using AI for it.
Absolutely. It's like, oh yeah, so the laptop doesn't exist. It's Russian disinformation. Trump wasn't spied on. The FBI, they didn't get illegal FISA warrants. And you could go on and on and on. We could spend 20 minutes on just the disinformation that the government has put out there on every level of everything, mm-hmm. but they're worried about disinformation. No, what they're worried about is anybody else having information that counteracts their narrative that's actually true. And that's the problem with these leftists, is it doesn't matter what new factual information you present to them. They got their head stuck so far up their keisters, they don't even know when the truth is being tattooed on their forehead.
Some of them may not, but I think there's a lot of people that are starting to see the writing and going, they're lying to me. I don't want to do this anymore.
I think you might be right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
Because you start talking to people out there, whether now there's some meatheads, even in our community, that no matter what you do, you can't change their thought process. But there's other people out there going, you know what? I'm going to question that a little bit, and they start digging for information and find out, wow,
and that's
I was lied to about that. Wow,
and
that
that's
really
all
did
we're
happen.
Really trying to do
yeah.
is get people to start thinking for themselves.
Exactly.
Start questioning everything. Start going to the sources. Start looking at the videos. Start looking at the people that are actually saying a counter narrative to everything. Start looking. Find different sources of income information besides CNN, which, by the way, they closed their Atlanta office for a reason because everybody knows they're lying to them. But if you're listening to MSN, LSD, MSNBC, ABC, any mainstream media, Fox, any of it, and not taking what they say with a grain of salt, no matter what, and checking to see if their narrative is even close to the truth, you are a moron.
Well, and the fact of the matter is it doesn't take a lot to end up searching out and finding out all these entities and these people that are there. These people say the quiet part out loud. These people say, hey, by definition, we need to have global depopulation. Hey, we need to do this. Through our vaccination processes, we are going to reduce the population. Hey, we're going to end up having mosquitoes that are going to do this. So when they say all of this themselves, and then you start seeing
then
some stuff
out there.
Then
they should be the ones
the
that are volunteering for it. Hey, I'm good with that. You guys all volunteer for your depopulation crap. But don't hide it. Don't deceive everybody. Don't make a billions and billions of dollars off of it and sit in your high little mansions or your little street corner garbage dump thinking that you know what's going on and it's okay.
I tell you what, you guys can do all that. Go to Epstein Island and you can do whatever you want
they
over
can
there.
Do, hey, why don't they
you
make
You know
it,
what? Just
no,
stay over there.
All we do is we just have a new kind of Kool-Aid that comes out. You know, it's a lemon lime flavored, and all it is everybody goes out there that wants to volunteer for the program. You can go out in the middle. We'll dig a big deep trench for you, so it will easy. There won't be any burial costs. And you can all do
are we doing this in the desert? Then you don't have to worry about anything.
You can all make a toast to Jim Jones and away you go. I'm okay with that. That's freedom. But when you lie about it and kill a bunch of other people that don't know what you're doing because you've lied to profit off it for your own nefarious, sick reasons, that's a problem.
Well, and once again, this just gets back to they say something and then it happens. So November 3rd.
You better hurry up. They're going to cut us off or we'll do it on the other side.
Ireland needs to call 1.3 million cattle to reach climate targets. They're telling 400 cattle ranchers that they got to end up cutting all their own cattle out.
Yep. And with that, we're going to a break and we'll catch you on the other side in about 5 minutes.
It's all about cow farts.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Call is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harris. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in the West Bank today for meetings with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. It is his latest attempt to end the war between Israel and its Arab terrorist allies. Several Democrats in the Senate calling for a humanitarian pause to the Israel-Hamas war, echoing the White House's desire. But Republican Senator Tom Cotton says that's a big mistake.
When aid is sent to Gaza, it's not diverted by Hamas. It's not commandeered by Hamas. It is accepted by Hamas. And yes, there are women and children and nursing infants in Gaza. Does anyone really think that they will be first in line for the water and food and the medicine that we're supposed to send to Gaza? No.
Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators called for a halt to the war in the effort to subdue Hamas, marching in Washington yesterday. Meanwhile, one Jewish scholar has a message for U.S. Jewish people.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken is managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values. He tells Salem News Channel that Jews with leftist political philosophies should be alarmed by Hamas's professed intention to destroy Israel.
If those people didn't wake up now after October 7th, nothing will wake them up. But I certainly hope that those people are now coming around to realize, you know, we have real friends, and unfortunately, we have real enemies.
Recently, a Hamas leader promised a second, third, and fourth attack against Israel until the nation is annihilated. George Williams reporting.
More electric cars are on their way, apparently. Stellantis says it will build a new mid-size pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric cars. GM plans to build six. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Some U.S. cities are ending right-on-red traffic laws that allow folks to turn at intersections.
After a dramatic spike in automobile crashes that have killed or injured pedestrians and bicyclists, cities like Washington, D.C. and Ann Arbor, Michigan have approved a ban on right-on-red. Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle are considering those changes, too. According to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, more than 7,500 pedestrians were killed last year, the largest number in decades. The National Motorists Association says ending the right-on-red rule won't help the problem. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The hostage situation at Hamburg Airport in Germany ended earlier today, around 18 hours after a man drove his vehicle through the gates with his 4-year-old daughter inside. Police say the man was arrested and the girl is all right. News and analysis at townhall.com. The University of Michigan fires the football staffer at the center of that sign-stealing scandal.
Michigan has fired Connor Stallions, the football staffer who is at the center of an NCAA investigation into impermissible scouting of opponents and sign-stealing, a person with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press. The person said Stallions, who was suspended with pay 2 weeks ago, failed to show up for a scheduled hearing and informed the school through his attorney that he would not participate in any internal or external investigations. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because Michigan was not discussing its internal personnel moves publicly. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Today is Sunday, November the 5th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Art Garfunkel. He's 82 years old. TV personality Chris Jenner is 68. Actor Sam Rockwell is 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Beatles song that you'll ever hear them actually all four collaborate on. That just came out this last week. It's a very interesting. I highly recommend watching the video. It's very haunting.
It's very different,
They took an old, the last recorded song of John Lennon, and now the technology caught up to where they could then pull it out, just his voice, and intermix it with the rest of the Beatles. And George Harrison, before he died, collaborated on this. And got his guitar and stuff in there and voice on the track. And then they finally put all the tracks together, and it came out this week. It's pretty trippy, actually.
Well, it's amazing because the first time I heard it was a couple of days ago when it came out. And the first thing I thought is, oh, another AI-generated song.
No.
Because the crazy thing is we're still having songs that are released from dead people on AI. So there's a guy that is called There I Ruined It on YouTube. And he released a song recently of Barbie World.
Are you listening to Barbie World for? Dave, you're sending me these weird emails. And you're watching Barbie
World. You don't want to know.
Johnny Cash. So he had an AI cover.
Barbie World.
But, I mean, you've got these applications now that they're really close, and that's what's scary is it's who's going to know what the hell is
when
the truth
is
a little bit.
When is Skynet going to become self-aware is the only question. So
The thing of it, what's so scary about that is they only need 3 seconds of your voice to do whatever they want to do with
it. I saw some stuff they're dubbing in on Biden. Never mind. Let's move on.
I like the ones where they've got Obama, Trump, and Biden all playing a video game together, and they're going back and forth at each other.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to be able to trust your eyes, your ears, nothing anymore. All right, so let's get to the town hall, and then we'll do JP.
Okay.
So here's the town hall for the week.
Good day, and welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host here with the latest local updates.
In our first brief, Shasta County Registrar of Voters Kathy Darling Allen expects officials from the California Secretary of State's office to observe the county's upcoming November 7 special election. This follows the recent passage of Assembly Bill 969, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, banning hand counts like those previously proposed by Shasta County in local elections. In a letter, Secretary of State Shirley Weber told the Shasta County Board of Supervisors they must comply with the new law. The election includes the upcoming Gateway Unified School District board seat race, as well as a vote on forming a fire protection district in Shasta. Registrar Darling Allen says she intends to follow the new law. Board Chair Patrick Jones has threatened legal action. In a related story, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted to put a charter proposal on the March ballot that would change how vacant supervisor seats are filled. Currently, the governor appoints replacements for vacant supervisor positions. The proposal would allow the Board of Supervisors to appoint a replacement by majority vote instead. Under the proposal, if a seat becomes vacant, the board could appoint a qualified voter from that district or call a special election. Appointees would serve until the next scheduled election. The board aims to increase local control over filling vacant seats. They believe having the board appoint replacements would help ensure new supervisors understand and represent local needs. The board encourages county voters to participate in the March election and vote on this charter proposal. The outcome will impact future vacancies on the Board of Supervisors. As a follow-up to last week's brief, the California Energy Commission has deemed the application for a controversial 200-megawatt wind farm proposed for eastern Shasta County complete. This starts a 270-day review process in which the commission will further assess the project and decide whether to approve it, potentially overruling Shasta County's previous rejection. The approval process will include public meetings in Shasta County. The proposed 48-turbine fountain wind project faced opposition from residents over fire danger and impacts on burial sites. Shasta County officials believe the state is circumventing local control and plans to launch a media campaign against the project over the next year. Shifting gears, the Good News Rescue Mission held a forum on mental health in Shasta County, California. A panel of local mental health administrators discussed upcoming legislation, including care courts to mandate treatment and conservatorship expansion under SB 43. They outlined local implementation plans but acknowledged criticism that these measures undermine self-determination. Panelists emphasized the need to reduce stigma, increase community-based treatment options, and intervene early to support mental health. Overall, the forum aimed to raise awareness of mental health challenges in Shasta County and spark community discussion. For our last brief, remember a special election for two positions is happening this Tuesday, November 7, 2023. The positions are Shasta Formation District Governing Board Member and Gateway Unified School District Area 2 Governing Board Member. If you have received a mail-in ballot, please remember to vote by Tuesday. You can drop your completed ballot in one of the official ballot drop boxes or vote in person at a polling place. Getting your ballot in by the deadline is important, so please make a plan to vote in the special election if you are eligible. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X, formerly Twitter.
Pretty interesting how they want to wrestle local control away from us. But that's okay for some people because it's for our own good. I know Gavin Newsom just in the state of California is really worried about the good of Shasta County, making sure that they, the locals don't have any control over their elections is the best thing for us. And,
why else did they pass that bill so quickly? Right after we tried to get rid of the machines.
You know why they called a person a peon, right?
Not rain.
These people are out of control, and they're the merry little band of Marxists in the area. This is all about the county taking back its own government.
The people taking it back,
and of course they can't have that. You can't have the people running their own elections. Oh, that would be crazy. Kathy Allen
and be in control.
You've got to make sure the state's control of our election because we don't know what's for our own good. And California is being run so well, isn't it? Oh, all you got to do is look around at all the big cities and that are being managed by the Democrats and. Yeah, they look really good. I think what we should do is set up a tour group on some buses of these elected officials that don't get it and run them down through Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Why do they have such a hard time with the illegals going to those places and they now they don't want them? If they're such a good place and they're doing everything right, then why is it such a problem with the illegals and everything?
I think maybe some of these people ought to go check out the last part of the town hall on the mental health thing, because I think they've got some mental issues that need to be addressed. So, with that, let's get to JP here. And this is a JP's explanation of Israel and versus Palestine. And I think he's kind of spot on here. I sort of agree with him. Here we go.
Man, I think we're on the brink of World War III.
I'm very happy for the military-industrial complex. This is great for them. They deserve it. A lot of people are going to die.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the whole Israel versus Palestine thing?
I'm pro-war. I'm just pro-war. That's what's most important to me. What about you?
I'm anti-peace. Though different, I can empathize with your perspective. How do you think we got here?
Where a month ago, none of us were emotionally enraged into supporting an all-out Israel versus Palestine war, and now all of a sudden we're all emotionally impassioned into believing this war must happen.
Well, I think the reason why I'm so pro-war all of a sudden is because I've effectively been manipulated by weaponized morality via the media. Well, it started with Hamas's evil terrorist attack on innocent Israeli civilians on October 7th. Because that's pure evil, I'm automatically on board with retribution against them at all costs. And now the retribution against them involves thousands of Palestinian civilians being killed in bombings that are intended for Hamas, which I'm totally on board with because of what Hamas did on October 7th.
Me too. Then there's all the kill the Jew people around the world dedicated to looking like evil idiots. They're totally on board with war because them being on the other side, they want all the Jews eradicated.
They probably don't know that they look like little crappy Hitler clones, do they? Not too much self-awareness on their part.
But in addition to all the kill the Jew people wanting war, there's people who see them looking like detestable evil idiots, and that makes them want war even more because of how detestable all the kill the Jew people are.
I'm now even more anti-peace.
Same. And then there's all the devastating things that Israeli government has done to Palestinian people over the last handful of decades. Pretty terrible. So that unto itself causes more people to get on board with this war because they think what the Israeli government has done is pretty unjust.
There's just no justice and peace.
Then there's all the imbeciles on U.S. college campuses openly supporting Hamas, saying that Israeli citizens deserved what Hamas did to them. And because they're such a vile group of people openly supporting evil terrorists, that makes it that much easier for people on the other side to slide down the slope of being super on board with this war. Without really thinking about it, because they're so against what these pro-Hamas college campus idiots stand for. College is always money well spent. So at this point, no matter which side you're on, we all want war. It's the only answer.
Yeah, we all do want war all of a sudden, but how could you not when the media is feeding us all these things that make us passionately certain that war is super justified?
Yeah, so what's important to not think about is how the media might be playing us to be super supportive for war.
What do you mean? The media is just telling us what's going on.
It just so happens that hearing what they tell us has swayed us all to want an incredibly deadly thing that none of us genuinely wanted even a month ago.
Yeah. Do you remember how all throughout COVID you saw the media as nothing but a propaganda arm influencing people to support masking, lockdowns, jabs, and the abolishing of constitutional rights?
Dude, I didn't trust a thing they told me about what was going on.
Right.
And have you ever thought about why you're now trusting what the media is telling you about what's going on with Palestine and Israel?
No, I never have thought about that, and I don't think I will.
Which is great, you're not supposed to. And do you think the media has changed since COVID?
Well, I mean, I'm the one sort of believing them now and going along with how they want me to be, pro-war, so they must have changed and become a little more honest, right?
Yeah, that's probably it. And the other thing not to consider is why all of us who are super pro-war all of a sudden are being played into supporting this war.
What shouldn't I consider about that?
Well, just 2 weeks before the October 7th Hamas attack, Israeli President Netanyahu showed the UN Assembly a new map of the Middle East, and it had no Palestine on it.
Uh-huh.
And given the fact that the Israeli government originally funded Hamas, you have to wonder if their plan was to get Hamas to attack them in an evil, unforgivable way. Which then justifies a massive retaliation of force to literally wipe Palestine off the map. The media hasn't told me much about that, so you're probably just an anti-Semite. Exactly! That's the new term meant to intimidate people from remembering their humanity and realizing they might be getting played by the globalists into supporting this war. Got me to say it. And then you can further consider how the U.S. is funding both sides of the war, giving $6 billion to give to Iran, to give to Hamas, and we're sending billions to Israel to aid in their military effort. Couldn't be about oil. I'm sure it's not. So when you consider these facts, you might start to believe that war was the goal all along, meant to accomplish a further goal that's not being honestly shared by certain governments. And they're using the media to prey on people's morality that just wants evil abolished and justice for good in order to get them to be supportive for this war. So you're seeing the reason why I might be so pro-war no matter what side I'm on is because I've been played by the media to be obedient with her nefarious agenda? No, of course not. What I'm saying is if you're a good person, you better forget your humanity and be all-out supportive for this war. Okay, I am. I support it. Thank you for standing with the current thing. You're a good little sheep. Thank you. You're welcome.
I think that is very thought-provoking when you hear what he's saying. I mean, how many times have we been played on war? And I'm not saying one way or the other. I don't know if all that information is accurate, but I'll tell you what. I'm not pro-war at all. I mean, I thought that was the whole idea was that we wanted a peaceful world. And now we've got two wars going, proxy wars going simultaneously that can sort of escalate into a World War III in light of the fact that we're getting ready for a huge economic meltdown of the currency, the world economy. That has nothing to do with it, right? They wouldn't like start a war to mask the whole economic meltdown that's coming based on all the available information that I can find.
Check your email real quick. I just sent you one called Population was the title of it. And it's in regards to the World Economic Forum once again. Woohoo! Yay! But what I wanted to kind of touch on with this thing is I noticed when you end up typing in on Twitter, hashtag WEF, you end up seeing a whole bunch of people that are trying to and put them more on the side of the Jew haters. You end up seeing the Jew haters that are constantly like, really, hey, this is what's going on, this is the bad thing, and it seems like they're actually trying to use it as cover, to cover for the WEF and be like, oh, well, I'm not going to associate with the people that are criticizing the WEF because they're saying these awful things, and really kind of guising up the whole situation and having one side cover for the others. The other thing that most people are not aware of is how many of the attendance list and how many of the top A-tier CEOs go and attend these things each year. Just look it up. It's public knowledge. You can just look it up and see. And the other two things on it is Global Shapers Community and Global World Shapers, and then the Young Global Leaders. Both of these organizations are tie-offs of the WEF,
right.
And just some of the people that are politicians that are involved in this are people at least low-tier level, like Justin Trudeau and Meryl Macron.
Well, I don't know if being the Prime Minister of Canada is low-tier. Oh, yeah,
I guess you're right.
Yeah,
but
maybe you should have rethink that.
So this is one of those videos. I'm not sure if you pulled it up yet.
I've pulled it up, but I'm not going to play it because I haven't screened it yet. And
it's short, trust me.
And I can play it, but I don't want to get in trouble because...
You're all right. It's short, trust me.
Okay, let's...
Well, it's not that it's short. It's what's in it or what they may say.
Yeah, there's no F-bombs or anything that I have to worry about. I've gotten quite a bit of flack over that lately, so I'm trying to be careful here.
This is directly from the WEF, from a gal who was talking about what their plans are. Once again, I just say, sit back and listen to what they say.
Okay, Chris, are you on board with this? We all good to go? All right, here we go. I'm going to play it, but if anything goes wrong, we can tarn feather David is what we're talking about.
Greetings.
Here. There you go.
We need to eat less meat. We need to stop land being used for cattle and growing grain for the billions of animals that we keep in our intensive farms. And then finally, we cannot hide away from human population growth. Because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
To eat Oh, wow, snap.
So who wants to volunteer for the Kool-Aid program? All right, we're going to do the remember the guy that runs through the wall, the big pitcher, Mr.
Oh,
Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can, yeah, that'll be good. Who wants to volunteer for that one? Do I see any hands?
So, mind you, the people that are wondering, hey, what was the world population at 500 years ago? It was about 100 million people. What's
well,
the population
Well, I think they already did
now?
The math. I mean, no, I think they wanted to get us down to like 500,000 or something. I wonder how you could possibly do that if you really wanted to do that and you had a plan to do that. What would you do? Would you cause a virus maybe and then get everybody vaccinated with poison if that was really the deal? I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
war works quite well.
I mean, it sounds like a bad Bond movie, but...
Well, and that was the other reason why I think we probably are going into World War III. Because you look at it, any time that they have the world governments don't have enough money, we always kick into a world war, and somehow that always ends up drumming
Funny
up the economy.
How that works. Yeah. And then, you know, that kind of brings up my next headline. As central banks set a new record in gold buying, a faith-based company shows how Americans had to back retirement accounts with precious metals. And so the precious metal thing is good because it's not real. It's not like paper that you can just print out of thin air. It actually has a value. But I think the thing to take away from this article is that the World Gold Council in Q3 gold demand trends reported reveals that support for asset continues as central bank maintains buying at a historical pace, bringing quarterly gold demand, including OTC, to 1,147 tons, 8% ahead of its 5-year average, according to the World Gold Council's data series. Central banks saw the third strongest quarter of net buying, reaching 337 tons of gold, although shy of breaking the Q3 2022 record. Year-to-date demands have reached 800 tons, a new record for the data series. This strong buying streak from central banks is expected to stay on the course for the remainder of the year, indicating that a robust annual gain total of 2023. And even states like Tennessee have been making moves back to allowing their treasuries to buy precious metals and to back the state's holdings. We already know that metals in Utah is legal tender. And the reason being, if you can't see the writing on the wall, is they've been driving down the price while they buy it all up. And at the end of the day, when the lid comes off, because everybody sees that the emperor has no clothes, including his son, and there's a laptop to prove it, that there's a problem here. And if you're holding paper, it's virtually nothing. Think about it. If I got a $100 bill and a $1 bill, what's the difference between the two? Now, I know third graders can answer this, even kindergartners, is that this one's got one or two more zeros. And we can just, it costs 6 cents to produce either one.
And they're both worth about 6 cents.
And I don't even know if it's 6 cents. You know, I mean, now in this inflated market, maybe.
But
I wouldn't even give up my copper to get the dollar at the end of the day.
Well, no, but that's what these whales do, is what we call them, is they sit there and gobble up all this stuff and drive the price and hoard everything. Oh. And then,
just in as of about 4 hours ago, it looks like there were more monuments and a bunch of monuments in Washington, D.C.
Saw Robert E. Lee.
There's at least three of them now.
I'm not trying to erase history or nothing. I don't know. You know, it's important not to remember that we had a war to free slaves.
Well, they're trying to change everything that as we know it. Just go with what they want us to know
I want to stop and look at it.
I mean, come on.
I'm going to play another clip here because we have plenty of time. And this is our friend Buddy Brown down there in Mississippi. And I think this is very telling on what the leftist, radical, extreme, Marxist, meathead, merry band of morons might be running into at some point here. This is what happens when you vote warmongers in, and you vote people in that don't care about you, and, you know, they burn the economy, and I don't know, maybe things are going to get a little tougher here for you, but let's play this.
Oh, morning, y'all. Hope you're doing good. I got a video sent to me, and it is going to be painful to watch. But we're going to do it together. It's only like 50 seconds. But it's a Biden voter who just realized that his vote for Biden is now going to probably get him drafted into World War III, and he's freaking out. It's just too good. So let's check this out together.
5 years of rent-free living, free food, and no responsibilities versus being immediately obliterated by an AK-47 the moment I set foot on that battlefield. Mm-hmm. And that's if they can catch me, because you think, this draft occurs, I'm headed for the hills, baby. I know a place. It has everything I could possibly need except for electricity and cell service, which is going to be perfect because you won't be able to find me. Do I look like somebody who the authorities are going to be chasing after, hunting down, because they need me? They need me to grab an assault weapon and go try to, like, save people's lives? Are you kidding me? Talk about a liability. Go find those people who are so, like, pro-Second Amendment and wear, like, freaking American flag songs and all that shit. Like, go find them. They have a concealed carry anyway. They know what they're doing. They've done the classes. Go find them. You don't want me fighting for this country. I promise you that.
Oh, you're going straight to the front lines, Tinkerbell. I don't know. Your pinky fingers sticking up. You're going. Did they already forget who they voted for, like, three dadgum years ago? You voted for a warmonger, and that's how it works out. It's like they got amnesia or something, like they just stepped off of Willie Nelson's tour bus.
All right,
the first ones.
We'll go to a break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll have Jimmy, and then we'll finish this clip out.
All right,
here we go.
You're going straight.
And to break we go.
Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Song. Shut up. All right. So we have a couple of callers on the
line.
We
do. We've got Jimmy to start with. What you got, Jimmy?
I love that song.
Yep.
And I think John Entwistle was one of the most underrated bass players in rock and roll history. But that's for another day.
Okay.
John Entwistle was the bass player for The Who. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Yeah.
The Who?
Who?
Guess Who?
Do I have to guess Who?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Yes was another band, but anyway. Hey, yeah, you were talking about precious metals, and I think folks should really look into that right about now.
I think if you're not seeing the writing on the wall, you're not going to be able to protect your wealth.
Right, and I mean, diversify, you know, all that stuff with, you know, stock market or whatever you want to do, Bitcoin. But right now, a pre-64 quarter melt value is worth $4.60. So looking in retrospect, back in 1964, you could probably buy two loaves of bread for 25 cents, a silver, 90% silver quarter. Now, how much would two loaves of bread cost you now?
Well, about 10 bucks.
It all depends.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of bread you get.
Are you getting a whole loaf or just a half a loaf?
You're probably getting one of the tiny loaves. I don't know. I'm just, you know.
But you're about, I think, yeah. I think you're pretty right on. I think you could probably get a couple of loaves of bread for five, 6 bucks now over at Costco.
Right. So, I mean, it's just, and look at the penny now. It's made of what, zinc? It's not even copper.
No, it's not copper.
So, from what I heard, your average, you know, copper penny is worth more than its weight in copper.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
No question. No question about it.
All right, guys. Well, I was just throwing that out there.
Hey.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Appreciate that. We're going to finish out Buddy Brown here in a minute. He kind of goes into a little bit of that. But yeah.
Before we do, we're going to go to our second caller. You're
Thanks,
on
Jimmy.
The air. Can we help you?
You're on the air, whoever you are. Hello?
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 Yes. Yes. Does everybody know that this local rhino, LaMalfa, voted to table Marjorie Taylor Greene's resolution that would censor that pro-Hamas Congresswoman Tlaib?
I didn't know that, but I'm glad you brought it up because he's been
made a few, 25, I believe.
He made a few votes in the last month or so I haven't been too happy about.
Yeah, what's difficult about LaMalfa opposing hatred of Jews? I don't understand the man.
Well, I guess I would call his office. I would call his office and ask him what he's thinking.
Yeah, I know. I called up there. They were going to give him the message, and that's, of course, the last I heard of it. What is it with that guy?
Well,
does he approve of pro-Hamas Tlaib?
There's definitely been, in the last month or so, quite a few objectionable things that he was doing.
Voted to keep McCarthy. There's been a couple things that I haven't been very good at. I kind of keep my mouth shut a little bit about it, but I'm glad when the callers call in.
Well, and maybe we'll reach out to him and see if we can have more.
His offices.
We might even be able to come up with the phone number.
I think a lot of people have called the offices on certain votes that he's done. And I know the phones got overloaded and stuff, and they did have issues.
Yeah, I called the local office on the vote on the McCarthy thing, and they were busy. You couldn't get through. And then I called Chico, and then, of course, they said they were passing the message on.
We definitely need a real conservative.
I agree.
Agree.
I agree. But for now, he's who we got until we can get rid of him in primary.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye. Okay, so here we go again. Let's finish off with Buddy Brown here, and then we'll have discussion.
Straight to the front lines because you're ridiculously easy to catch. And let's get this straight right now. You ain't running to the hills. What you know about them hills? I mean, the real men who you're talking about that should go, they will find you in your pop-up camper in the hills in about 15 minutes. He's literally saying that he wants his political rivals to die for his way of life. Did you really think you could sit back and vote blue in Eugene, Oregon, and talk trash and just live like this and send us out there to fight your war for you while you stay back and make gingerbread cookies and watch Bravo TV? What do you mean we don't want you fighting? You are exactly who we want fighting. Matter of fact, I'll take a poll on this channel right now. Hit like if you want to send this guy that I just had on the video straight to the front lines. Boom. You're going, big boy. Well, here's how Democrats really just criticize anybody that's ever been seen as, like, draft dodging or anything like that. And then the moment they feel like they're going to get drafted, they dodge the draft. I mean, these are the same people that said, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. Now they're like, if Biden drafts me, I'm moving to Canada. Watching this is pure gold. And speaking of gold, by the way, I want to make sure that you understand, with our currency and our dollar dropping, Allegiance Gold is who I partnered with because they let you physically hold it in your hand. So call 855-45-BUDDY or go to protectwithbuddy.com. They've got people available to talk to you all the time. Start stacking this stuff, y'all. I stack it next to my food, my ammo, and a little bit of gold just in case the dollar crashes and I have something to trade in for net worth later down the line. So protectwithbuddy.com. Go visit these guys at Legion Skull. They are great. And here I was thinking about this, too. You think liberals are mad now. Wait till they find out they can't have blue hair in the military. And they're talking about carrying guns. Look, you ain't got to carry a gun, big boy. There's other jobs you can do. We can have you doing the dishes, washing them up real good. We can have you unclogging the toilets. I hear there's a whole sector of the Navy that you'd probably be really excited about. Go ahead and get on in there. All the single women, I believe, who don't have kids, who voted for Biden, they should also be first in the draft. And I don't ever want to make it sound like Buddy Brown never stuck up for trans people a day in his life. So listen to this. I'm sticking up for him right now. Since trans people told us that LGBT was harder and braver than being a soldier, I expect all those tough and brave people to be right there on the Gaza border and the Russia border tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? If y'all are so strong and tough, we want to send our bravest and our best right there to the front lines. Just so you know that you never got excluded and you're not less of a man or anything like that. Ain't it funny how liberals in 2022 were like, heck yeah, I'll spend $10 a gallon on gas if it means that I'm sticking it to Putin. And now in 2023, they're like, what do you mean military draft? Now, I do want to put all my patriots' mind to ease on this because this is something I thought about just this morning. You ready for this? The irony of all of it is a diehard, like, MAGA supporter, for instance, they're probably going to be exempt from the draft because they have dangerous ideologies, according to the new woke military. They don't want you. So, yeah, little fella, our military is perfect for you because y'all both have the same values. You're perfect for the job. I can't wait to see you get your head shaved and ship off for what you voted for. Y'all be good.
I think you're spot on. I mean, you know, a little tongue in cheek there, but yeah, you guys wanted it. You got it. Now it's like it's a problem. This is how this whole thing is going to develop. Don't you get it? Oh yeah, we want equality. We want fairness. We want equal treatment, everything, but we're going to make sure that anybody who produces anything gets crushed. And, where'd our bread go? The gasoline? I'm going to get an electric vehicle. Oh, but they turned off the power. Are you stupid? Yeah, I think you are. If you believe that shit, I'm sorry. Hit the button.
kind of late there, you know, but.
Did you catch that, Christine? Because that was an accident.
The level of disapproval in her eyes looking at you right now.
Unbelievable. These people are un-freaking believable. Talk about needing to grow up. Grow up. Grow a pair. Grow up. Pull off. Get out of your mommy's basement or your little trailer or your park bench and grow up a little bit here.
Well, that's the whole thing is people just got to make them, you know, actually have reality in their life, you know, instead of protecting them and their feelings, how they feel.
They want what it is,
you know, they're pathetic. It's always how I feel.
They want their pathetic lives to bleed off onto everybody else. You know, they can't make it out there because they got a degree in something that doesn't matter, or they can't find a job because they've crushed, because they've got the big bloated government that's crushed all the businesses, put them out of business, look around you, and then all of a sudden, wow, hey, I want everybody else to be as pathetic as me.
They don't want to do anything. Again, it's all about them. Exactly. You know, that's the whole thing. Exactly. They're feeling what they want to do, how they want to do it, and they don't want to do anything.
I believe in...
Except sit on their butts.
I want a degree in...
And play their games and have their phones.
I want a degree in social justice, even though it's not social and there's no justice. But I'm pretty sure I can market that in a job application where they'll take me in as a consultant and I'll make $300,000 a year doing that with Benny's. Oh, well, maybe I'll go to work for the government and they'll pay me big salaries there because they just keep printing the money. What could go wrong?
Except the government's collapsing.
Because I guess if it collapses at the end of the day because we've overspent ourselves and we borrowed ourselves into oblivion from a bank that prints the money out of thin air and charges us interest, what's wrong with that? The fifth platform of the Communist Manifesto. Yeah. Wow, who knew?
Look how many people work for the government now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, like 65%, 70% of the population?
I don't
want to
get involved in politics.
Government?
I just want my retirement.
That's the millennials and Gen Z. And that's the problem is that we're
what is a Gen Z even? Where did it even come from? I'm a Gen Z. What does that even mean?
No, it's kind of like how you've got the boomer generation.
I get the boomer because they call us baby boomers.
Yeah, but where did they come up with the name
what is,
from?
Generation X. What does that mean? They're on Twitter? No, that was before. So what is Gen Z? Where does that come from?
Well, I think it just goes through the alphabet. So the next generation is going to be Gen Alpha.
Really?
That's my understanding of it,
okay.
Yeah.
So how did they get so fast to Z?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, we'll go from B, the boomers, to XYZ.
Because we're in the basement. Come on. We went to the basement, so we went boom, down, real quick. That's
so,
how we
yeah,
got to Z.
You had the Generation X, and then the Y was the millennials, and then you go to Z, the zoomers. That's what we call them.
Wow. So the Ys were going like, why?
Oh, yeah, instead of saying why, I mean, I guess our whole generation was, why is it so screwed up?
It's all everybody's fault, so let's vote for the guy with dementia who can't even tie his shoes and falls over all the time. He'll fix it.
I'm more and more convinced that we haven't been voting really for any of this for the last 60 years or more.
We're not electing, we're selecting. Somebody's selecting.
Are you saying there's something wrong with our elections that what we vote for?
Let's take away all local control and put it in the hands of a guy who's in bed with China. That'll work.
So you look at what ended up taking place, and you looked what saw what happened between Hillary and Trump, and they acted like, oh, there's no way he could have possibly done it. That's why they were so confident throughout all of the CIA media establishment. And
they knew they were on their team. They're confident because they're all on the take. They're all crooked. It's all rigged. We all know it.
Yeah, but they were screaming back then, the elections are rigged. It's not true. It can't happen because Hillary was supposed to win.
It's only rigged when I say it's rigged, okay? Get that straight.
Well,
it's only rigged
sorry.
When I say it's rigged. Because if you say it's rigged, it's not rigged. If I say it's rigged, it's rigged.
Well, and so also unpopular opinion, I think we're going to be in World War III in about the next 5 months.
Well,
because
that sounds really... Oh,
you boy, know. Are you doom and gloom.
Gee, spring. Coming up.
Because you're being realistic. I mean,
let's think about it.
I'm going to give you coal for Christmas.
They're already planning it. So you got the Biden administration. That they're taking my coal away, okay? I can't even have a fire in my house. Come on now.
Can I put one more little coal rock on the fire, Miss?
Please, kind sir.
Here's your
Mr. Scrooge.
Bag of coal.
How do you have an administration that has this much of a brink of war that ends up still continuing to utilize our strategic oil reserve down to the point to where we have less than a week? How do you have the situation that's unfolding in Israel and
it's
Ukraine
easy.
And Russia
it's
and the rest
easy.
Of it?
You
don't,
I got the answer
you
right
don't
now.
Have a brain.
You crap your pants and eat ice cream. Yeah. It's good.
It has
you don't
to
have
be intentional. It has to be. You can't be that dumb, okay? I know dumb people
well,
that are smarter than that.
Okay, come on now.
By a lot.
I've seen smarter sheep at the BOS meetings, but...
Let's think about this for a minute. So, okay, let's say China moves on Taiwan.
Be? Is that what you were thinking about? How stupid somebody can be?
China moves on Taiwan, and now next thing you know, okay, well, we have to shut down all of our oil here. You can't go as a normal citizen to get your gas. You can't get your fuel because we need it for the war machine. Because right now, we've been using it to not let you know just how bad your gasoline prices have actually gotten.
I got a question. If Afghana attacks Turkey from the rear, how come it's not a goose?
But <Ba-da-ba-tsh>.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I had to say
that's
it.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. The point is,
they're disgusting.
Well, it's just crazy. That's the point. It's crazy.
Well, and the more I look at this, they say the quiet part out loud. We're at war on three theaters. Oh yeah, we are on three theaters.
Yay! Yeah.
Oh boy! That makes me
yeah.
Speak
that
well
makes
at
me
night.
Real happy to know that.
As long as I hear Jill whisper it, that makes me feel better.
We're at war on three theaters.
That's gross. Any and you got to ask for the walker. Did you see that? Did you see where he got all upset because the old man walked past him with the walker? That was pretty good. Joe got all upset because he thought the guy was bringing it to him, and the guy walked past him, and he's like, "Give me your walker, you."
I'm the president. Everyone's a regular.
Yeah, exactly.
For you, sure.
Boom! I just fell down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ahead of the free world. We should go to a break.
Oh.
I just because.
Well, are you ready, Christina?
We only got 9 minutes.
Go to a break.
Let's go to a break.
I want to go to a break.
She's ready in there.
I want to go to a break.
Go.
It's
so
rigged.
What?
It's rigged, I tell you. It's
so
rigged.
What? Let's go to a break, Christina.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Well, we got a few minutes more left here.
Well, we got like 5 minutes.
We're back on the air, so you guys got to stop.
We want to keep having the conversation about the idiots.
Let's hit a little bit of the headlines. You know, Bankman-Fried, SBF.
Guilty. I'm sure
the security cameras will protect him.
But he didn't. It's not his fault. He really didn't know it was going on. Don't you know that?
You know, just 2 days ago, there was a driver that tried to crash through a gate at a South Carolina nuclear facility.
Hey, wow. What could go wrong?
They did arrest the guy and behind the labs down there in Fresno, Ridley?
Behind one of the labs.
I stand corrected, yes.
Well, we got Australia banks closing ATMs, set to go cashless. It looks like they're gearing up for that. We got a lot of ATMs shutting down in America right now. They had some deposit problems with Bank of America on Friday. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase. I don't know. They just weren't showing up. Get ready. I think we're going to have some real problems start to develop more and more, faster and faster. And I didn't, gold ad there on Buddies, we don't support, I mean, we're not, advocating for that particular company. I just want to make that plain. That's on Buddy Brown's website if you like that. But we're not advocating that. We're advocating that you do something, but go at your own risk on there. We haven't checked them out.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to do the gold and silver, make sure that you have it in your hands and not a little piece of paper.
If you can't hold it, you don't own it, is the saying.
Not your keys, not your stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Costco actually had a deal on it right now.
I did see something about Costco selling gold. But
they had it for under spot price for whatever reason for just a little bit of time,
and it was there. And
I
now
think
it's
so,
gone.
Yeah.
Now it's gone.
I gotta hit this one because this is about the meathead, our friend Rob Reiner.
A meathead.
He's a Marxist meathead moron. But this was really funny because I follow some of his tweets sometimes, and he's like, "Never mind." But he tweets out, "War is not the answer." And Roseanne Barr comes back with, Biden supporter is anti-war. And then she says, we had 4 peaceful years and you're fat, you know what, couldn't stand it.
and that's very interesting coming from Roseanne Barr.
Well, she's
been through the ringer.
She's been through
the
ringer.
Well, she put herself through a lot of that with her mouth.
I'm just saying it's funny because,
yeah, she used to be anti-American
these people,
pretty much.
These people are driven by personalities and ideological arguments, and it doesn't matter. It's just ridiculous.
Another one.
All war's bad. Trump's going to take us into World War III and crash the economy. And now that we're crashing the economy and headed for World War III, it's Trump's fault.
Well, and so here's one from the third Timcast. U.S. military vets helping rescue Americans from Gaza. Former Army infantry captain says, we tend to be much faster than the government. That really says a lot. We're in such a state to where former U.S. military top-tier guys can go in and rescue Americans from a situation like Gaza faster than our U.S. government can. Wow.
Wow. Maybe they really don't want to rescue anybody. Maybe they want collateral damage so that they can make sure the war machine gets geared up.
Ryan, reminds me of Afghanistan.
Here's one for you. Good guy with a gun stops armed robbery at Philadelphia pizza shop.
Nice.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah. Did we talk about the IRS funding?
I think we did. Oh, yeah, that they don't have any fun. No, we didn't talk about it on air. So they don't have any money. They don't have a budget.
Yeah, they had to take the IRS funding that was going to audit everybody and put it over on to aid to Israel to fight Hamas.
Oopsie. That's a bad thing.
Breaks everybody's heart, I bet. I'm sure glad they took all that money and sent it over there to Israel instead of giving it to the IRS. I'm not sure what I feel. I'm getting a tingling sensation.
You know, speaking of taxes, though, I find it kind of interesting, you know, state of California with deadlines that everybody else had to do the deadlines got extended in the
state
of California.
Shasta County, Lassen. They extended everybody else's tax deadline, but those three counties.
Just saying.
I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
So with that, it's another
government
show.
Is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire. It's not reason either. Is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
It's not. And we will see you next week.
All gun control is racist. See y'all next week.
The world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground. And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on
KCNR Shasta Redding,
Regional Medical Center.